And to think, I wanted you to like me for my brains.
Cut! 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 Okay, let's do it again, but this time, give it all you've got, okay? It's the last shot, it has to be perfect. Let's get back to ones.
Ew, don't touch me with your stub.
Hey, come on, Mr. Stumpy is very sensitive, you know that.
You named him. You're so happy you get to lose a limb.
It's nice to see you happy.
What, me? I've never been unhappy, see?
Ooh, pretty.
So, do you maybe want to go check out the new Joseph Gordon-Levitt movie after we finish the scene? It's supposed to be trippy.
Did you already ask Tori and Tristan?
No, I was thinking it'd just be you and me.
Like a friend date?
Like a date.
But what about Cam?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we should probably make sure it's okay with him, too. Oh, wait.
It's the last day of shooting, people. Okay, let's get her done.
Whoa, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. Anytime, really.
Sexy tie.
Your teachers will love it too. I'm pretty sure we're not allowed to show underwear at school.
Well, if I get caught, I just say, oopsie, I didn't realize it was see-through. Teehee.
You really think that's gonna work, Maya?
Girls in my grade do it all the time.
Ugh, please don't tell me you're going through one of those phases where you dress all slutty and act way dumber than you actually are.
I'm not.
Because I can get Marisol to tell you how much she regrets her grade 9 looks. Short pink skirt, over the shoulder top, no bra.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a lot.
Am I a bad person, Katie?
For what? Ugly fashion?
No, for being fine with everything.
Oh, you mean Cam?
Everyone seems to think my way is wrong because I'm not sitting in a corner crying every day wearing a black veil or whatever.
Well, that's okay.
So, if I wanted to date someone new? That's a no.
Look, only if you think you're ready.
Yeah, but if no one else thinks it's right.
Since when have you ever cared what other people think?
Truth.
Come on, we have school.
Hey, everyone! Listen up!
Ow! Ow!
Are you okay? Yeah. Okay, sorry. Everyone, my fiance got into Wilfrid Laurier.
You're taking this so well, Drew.
You got into university.
I know, but I'll be 100 miles away next year, and the doctor...
I said I couldn't play football. Hasn't said no to other sports.
Yet, but in case he does, maybe you should find another activity?
Yeah.
Good morning, Degrassi. Something to distract you from your looming exams. The announcement of the candidates for president. Claire Edwards and Drew Torres? Anyway, get out there and vote.
Dude, you nominated me?
Man, I had nothing to do with that.
Right. It's hilarious.
No, I swear, I actually didn't. But you should totally accept. It'd be hilarious.
It could be awesome. Running the school?
Seriously. I'm running for president. Okay. Everyone, I am running for president. My name is Drew Torres. So vote for me, okay?
And then Claire said Eli was like, I need space.
He's allergic to happiness. You need space from what? The love of your life?
I'll tell you what you need to get over your damn self.
Something bothering you?
Yes, this conversation is extremely boring, and it's cutting into my Jenna time.
It's just a little gossip, Connor.
Well, it feels like a lot.
Sometimes when we get going, it can be hard to stop.
Well, if Allie leaves, the conversation will end by default, won't it?
Connor.
Want me to leave?
Yes.
No. J-Rod, text me.
Allie's crushed because things didn't work out with her and Mike Dallas. She needs her friends.
I need my girlfriend.
I know, and I need you. But we need to be there for Allie, too.
She wouldn't be around so much if she had a boyfriend.
Maybe not, but right now she's sad and lonely. She needs us.
What she needs is a boyfriend.
Okay. I guess I'm gonna need like a poster or something. It can say, Drew is for you.
We'll call that a first idea.
All right, guys. I need ideas.
You gotta show how you're different from Claire. She's organized, she can speak, she can write. Plus, adults like her.
She must have some weakness.
Yeah, she's way too serious.
All right, bingo. I need to show the school that a year with me as president is a year of nonstop good times.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. Audra and Omar are out tonight.
Party.
Hang with Drew, party with Drew, vote for Drew. We gotta send those invitations out ASAP.
Are you sure about this?
You don't call it a political party for nothing.
You can ride my unicorn, carelessly. I see the way that you be looking at me. I want my outer planetary boots intentionally. I wanna ride on my audio flight. You're flipping and just spitting, you're not getting it right. It's about time we be floating around.
Okay.
Until everybody's flying.
Chris. Hey.
Oh, still struggling in those heels. Okay.
Being 4 inches off the ground is tricky.
Well, then why not switch to sneaks?
Because I have a new mission. Operation Meet Cute Boys.
I'm in.
Really? What about Fab?
He called Fashion Week shallow. Well, that's the point, Granola Cruncher. So, what's the plan?
I was hoping you'd come up with that. Where do we meet cute boys?
The mall. We're in grade 9, so we can go clubbing.
Boy.
What do you got, man?
Drew Torres campaign party at his house. Address is on the back.
We just got invited to a senior party. Cute boys hang out at senior parties.
Yes, but why the boy crazy all of a sudden?
Why not? I mean, I'm young, I've got these boots, and I don't have a boyfriend anymore, do I?
No, I guess you don't.
Then let's tear it up.
How come he gets a sword?
I gave you a gun.
Nav, the hero always gets a sword.
Man, I just brought you here for the editing.
Hello, Dave.
God. Connor, how many times I gotta tell you can't sneak up on people like that?
Can we talk? Yeah, be right back.
Yeah. What is it?
I need you to date Allie again.
What?
She's sad and lonely and hogging Jenna.
No, man, dude, look, we grew apart from each other. We're two different people now.
So it'll be like dating a completely brand new person.
Nah, man, look, we got no common interests.
Neither do Jenna and I, but we make it work.
I think it's just better if we just leave it as a clean break. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be like Eli and Claire. Break up, get back together again, and then break up again. And look at him. It's a mess. All buried in this movie. It's because you're sad and lonely.
I could set up Eli with Allie.
Yeah. Yeah, then maybe fire and gasoline can hang out.
Dave, I'm rethinking the sword.
Whoa, nice bomb. Where are you from?
What? You can't see
see anything.
Trust me, there's cheek. What's happening here?
Well, me and Tristan got invited to a senior party.
A what?
A senior party.
No.
Fine, I'll change.
It's not about the outfit. It's not only about the outfit.
Mom, I just want to have some fun.
I know you do.
Does that mean you'll let me go to the party?
It means you can practice cello. The National Young Musicians Orchestra rescheduled your audition. That's still something you want, right?
Fine. Practice.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, Tris. I can't go to the party.
But I thought...
See you at school tomorrow?
I can't believe you're bailing. You seriously can't go to the party?
Of course we're totally going to the party. Meet me at the corner in 30.
Okay, so you're gonna vote for Drew, right? Well, I guess now you have no choice. We're talking to each other, so give her a lay. Dude, hello?
Yeah,
give her a lay,
yeah.
Man.
Come on.
Okay.
We're here. You know what? No, thanks. Oh, I see Dave. I have to stay by.
Wait, don't leave me.
No, I need one of these.
Oh, thanks. I'm Maya, by the way. Carrie, right?
All day and everywhere.
Oh, you did not just use that line again.
Maya laughed.
Yeah, most girls don't. I guess I'm not most girls.
Good to know.
Hey, can I take a pic?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, cool.
Everybody say what?
What?
Fancy.
Yeah, vote Drew.
There is popcorn and chips over there.
Yeah, and beverages in the fridge. And if anyone wants to take a dip in the kiddie pool, clothing's optional.
Dude, I thought it was an election party for school.
Oh, no, it is. But if you vote for me, this is what our school will look like all next year.
Okay. The one nonstop party. Vote Drew.
You think this is working?
Yeah, people are having a blast. Election campaigns are nothing but popularity contests. Everyone knows that.
Not everybody.
That plate of nachos contains 300% of your daily sodium requirements.
Guess you don't want any then.
I definitely did not say that. This is fun, it's the two of us.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt your date.
Oh, someone sent you roses? Was it Dallas?
No. They're not from Dallas. They're from Eli.
What? Will you be my girlfriend, XOXO Eli?
He's playing some sick game to try to get to Claire through me. When I see him, he's dead.
Eli's not so bad. He's sensitive and artistic. Those are both really attractive qualities. I think he would make an excellent boyfriend.
Oh my God. It's Eli.
I dropped by your house and your parents said I would find you here.
Are you, like, stalking me or something?
No. I want you to explain this. Will you be my boyfriend, XOXO Allie?
I did not send those to you.
Connor. Did you do this?
Yes.
Why?
Because you and Eli are both sad and lonely. You guys are a perfect match.
Okay, I have to get back to my movie. I'm on a deadline. Ladies?
Oh.
Connor, you're a jerk.
Because I want your friend to be happy?
Because you want my friend to stop hanging out with us. Go home.
But we were together. We were having fun. Why do you want me to leave?
Because I'm not having fun anymore.
Oh, hey. What's up with Maya?
She's mine.
Gosh, stop interrogating me. She had a few coolers.
Are you serious?
Yo, yo, yo! Sigmund, come meet my new besties, Harry and Talia.
Maya, let's go, okay? Come on.
You just got here, yo!
Yeah, because you sent me a weird text. Maya, this isn't you.
No, this is the new me. And I'm so much better.
Okay, come on. I'm gonna walk you home, okay?
Wait, so you can reject me again? No. If you had just said yes, you would have been my boyfriend right now. But you really, really blew it.
You're a mean drunk.
Bye-bye.
I'll get her home. Don't worry about it.
Anybody want to have any fun?
I do. Woo!
So first, I've listed all of my extracurriculars so you can see that I'm very qualified to be president. Vote Claire.
Campaigning at my house.
Student council election rules state that nominees have to have equal access to voters. Do I have to tell Simpson that you had a party and excluded me?
Fine, whatever.
No one is going to vote for you because you bribed them with snacks and tiki torches. This is an important job and you're not smart enough to do it.
Well, at least I'm not boring.
No one wants a president who's only running to amuse themselves.
Well, that's better than someone who's only running because they got dumped. Ooh, so bad. Bitter girl or awesome guy. I think the choice is pretty clear, people. Vote Drew.
Vote this. Is this anyway?
A loser party, I think.
Is that why you came?
Came because you made me.
Whoa, settle down, Kelsey.
So, are you guys boyfriend, girlfriend?
Tali and I are just good friends.
I prefer allies in a contradictory world.
Well, I'm so glad I met you guys. You just want to have fun. You don't look at me with a worry face all the freaking time.
Why are people worried?
You don't know.
No.
Oh.
Oh. Suicide dude.
You knew him?
Yeah. Everyone thinks I'm messed up, but I'm not. I just want to scream.
And scream?
You can't let people tell you what to be. To feel?
Okay. Look. Look, I'm sorry I'm not crying all the time, but I never chose to be the girlfriend of the dead guy. Well, I would never choose that, ever. So, can we all just get over it? Ya feel? Yeah.
Harrisonian, why do we keep coming to these stupid high school parties? You know, if we were teenagers in Israel right now, we'd be training for the army or something. Not getting drunk at a dumb student election party. I mean, look at all this stuff.
Is this okay?
I don't really know you.
Isn't that kind of the point?
Don't mind me.
Strange.
I can't believe Claire crashed my party and drop-kicked me into my own kiddie pool.
Yeah, she made you look like a goof.
Well, isn't that what I am? I'm not gonna graduate till I'm 40, I can't play sports, and I'm not good at anything else. I mean, that's why someone nominated me, right? Because the idea of Drew Torres being president is hilarious.
Oh my God, wake up, Drew!
Ow.
You made yourself a joke. If you actually took this election seriously, you could win!
You don't believe that?
Yes, I do. That's why I nominated you.
You did.
Because I thought you'd be good at it, and I don't want you to be sad when I'm away next year.
And I don't want to be sad either.
So be busy and happy. Be president.
You really think I can do it?
I know you can.
Looks like we have a lot of work to do.